Recorded Books presents All It Takes Is a Goal, the three-step plan to ditch regret and tap into your massive potential by John Acuff. Narrated by the author. That's me, John Acuff. For Mrs. Harris, my third grade teacher in Ipswich, Massachusetts, who taught me that writing was easy if you make it a goal. Introduction. Frustrated and curious about potential. I didn't think about living up to my full potential until I was 45 years old. What can I say? I'm a late bloomer. When I finally did, I got frustrated and curious. The frustration started when I took a college tour with my oldest daughter one crisp October day. I wasn't expecting to feel anything but excitement for her in that moment, but a rogue wave of disappointment knocked me over midway through the visit. My wife and I were standing next to each other, overlooking the quad at Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, but we were having completely opposite experiences. She was remembering our shared alma mater with fondness. Her wistful eyes were sweeping the campus, and she was having a hard time deciding which of the hundreds of memories was her favorite. "Wasn't college just the best?" she asked me, squeezing my arm for emphasis. "What? No, it was a mess," I said, scanning the same exact acre she was, but instead seeing my collegiate train wreck. I had arrived in Alabama from my hometown of Hudson, Massachusetts, with a Good Will Hunting level of sarcasm that quickly got me rejected from every fraternity on campus. I was put on social suspension for a year after a disastrous Halloween prank, and I ended up working at the shaved ice stand outside our local Walmart. This wasn't inside the Walmart. This was an unaffiliated street cart that a man named Kevin just rolled onto the sidewalk near the entrance. "Is that what you did during your first semester of college? Unlocked shaved ice guy level at Walmart?" I'd like to say I turned things around after my freshman year, but then we'd have to overlook my foray into rave culture. Yes, I wore reflective clothing and danced in warehouses with glow sticks at 3 a.m. during my senior year. I guess I wanted to put a neon cap on my college career, an electronic bow on what might have been. Standing there, 25 years later, I was so frustrated that I had wasted all the potential of college. A university campus practically crackles with possibility. The opportunity to be something, do something, become something is everywhere you look. My oldest daughter was about to make the most of it. My wife had already made the most of it. But I hadn't. How could I have missed it? On the drive back home to Nashville, and in the weeks ahead, that question weighed heavy on me. In the past, that sense of regret would have turned into bitterness and resignation. Have you ever felt that way after bumping into an opportunity you missed or a chance you blew? That's my normal response, but this time was different. I'd spent the previous 2 years researching and writing about the power of mindset for a book I published called Soundtracks. I knew that one of the best things you can do with a negative soundtrack, which is my phrase for a repetitive thought, is ask, "Is this helpful?" Bitterness never is. So instead, I decided to see if I could flip my frustration into curiosity. Maybe it was my age. Your 40s hit different. They make you more introspective about where you've been and where you're headed. My wife and I were also 2 years away from being empty nesters. There were significant changes on the horizon, and I started to ask the questions about my life that smarter people ask in their 20s and 30s. I didn't live up to my potential in college. That's true. And I can't change that. But I started to wonder if I could change something even better. My future. Could I change this week? Could I change this month or even the whole year? College was only 4 years long. I still had decades of life ahead of me. I was late to my 30s, so I wanted to be early to my 50s. I didn't make the most of my 20s and ended up in my 30s without a real plan or foundation for my life. I wasn't about to let that same thing happen again for my 50s, 60s, and beyond. I didn't know if living up to my full potential was possible, but I had a sneaking suspicion that I was capable of more. And I wanted to know what I could do about that. It turns out I'm not the only one who feels that way. Tapping into our potential. When I got curious about tapping into my full potential, I did what I always do when I get curious. I commissioned a research study.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?